Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear us talk about brooklinen.com. I want you to actually go online, brooklinen.com. That's B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N. I'll tell you why. You shouldn't have to go check into a hotel to sleep in the best sheets. Vicky and Rich, who started Brooklinen, they agree with that. They're bringing 5-star hotel quality sheets to us at a price we can afford. Did you know a lot of this quality bedding is marked up like 300%? It's so silly. Take out the middleman, get it personal with brooklinen.com. They've got different colors and materials to choose from. The sheets are so breathable and the quality is great. The more you wash them, the softer they get. They have other things to check out too at brooklinen.com. As a matter of fact, if you use the promo code Elvis at brooklinen.com, you get $20 off and free shipping, which is totally cool. Plus, you get a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. They're based in Brooklyn, not your typical New Yorkers. They live in the city that never sleeps, but they're committed to helping us get the best sleep ever. I love my sheets from Brooklinen, and I want you to sleep in the same ones. Well, not mine, but, you know, your own. Go to brooklinen.com. That's B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N.com. Use the promo code Elvis, get $20 off and free shipping. Brooklinen, the best sheets ever.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and listen to our on-demand channel today and hear today's show again.
Because it was so fun.
I never do that. I never listen to our shows because, well, I'm on our show. I mean, it's like, pretty much no one went down. But today's show was so much fun, and I can't thank you guys enough. And you're never, ever to do this again.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you say every year, though. Yeah,
until I know, but you know what? Seriously, Nate, you know, I sat you down yesterday. I said, please, guys, let's just have a show and have fun.
Listen, Heather.
he calls me his girlfriend's
but
name.
We had fun.
We had fun.
Those are fun for us to do. You got to understand. You might think it's a burden and you don't want to have the spotlight on you, but that's not the case. But these are fun for us.
Yeah, these are fun shows.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you for a very, very fun show. I'm going to go listen to it. Yes, Brody.
I took a year off from an annual ritual. For the past 7 or 8 years, I've asked a mutual friend of ours to ask Howard Stern to record a birthday greeting for you.
Right.
47, 48, 49. Elvis is turning 50. He's 50. Give us a... Yeah, Howard's very busy. He's on vacation this week. Can't do it.
He's a busy guy.
He is, I'm sure. Yeah. So this year, I've asked him to do it for next year. So I've given Howard a year now to do a birthday greeting for you.
No, that maybe this is not his thing, you know?
I know, but I'm going to keep at it.
You do it, Brody.
So just know, next year, it's been an 8 year. It'll be an 8 year.
And it's going to happen eventually. It's going to freak us all out.
Do you know, like back in the day, Howard Stern did a station ID, as we call them, you know, when they say the name of the call letters of the station, for my college radio station. And I don't know where we got it from. It must have been from the early 80s, but we used to play it every 10 minutes. And this is what he said. Hey, this is your pal, Howard Stern. You're listening to the Mighty 590 WBCR Brooklyn College Radio. You and two other people are listening.
Just like that. That was just...
I would be honored if you said that about... Yeah, I would be honored if you said that about
and
us.
And we played it over and over because we were like, this is our prized possession at the Mighty 590, was the Howard Stern station identification.
That's so cool. At least you got one. I can't get one.
You can't even get a hello.
I can't even get a hello. That's okay. But anyway, it was just one of those days. It was just fantastic.
Are you exhausted?
No.
Oh, good.
No, I'm doing okay. There's more cocktails out there. I think I may have another one.
I see them.
Very good.
Can someone bring us a couple of cocktails for the podcast?
Somebody put the cake pops in front of me, and I ate two already. I was supposed to be so good today. I just threw it all down. How much do you think that's on Weight Watchers?
A lot.
Now we're playing the shell game on which one Max licked.
Oh, no. Greg T ate that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, so these are safe.
He doesn't know it, though.
These are safe. No, he doesn't know he took the one, but I knew which one it was.
He did pick up the cake pop that Max licked. And put it back on top of the pile of other cake pops.
Max saliva is in you somewhere.
All right.
Hi, Maxi Man.
Maxi Man.
So anyway, so what a busy day. I mean, people should see what it's like when we do these shows because it's a circus.
And it's a mess. Look at the mess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at one time during the show today, I looked out in the living room where Cash was setting up to do their performance. There, I counted, I think, 32 people standing elbow to elbow out there.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
You can't fit that many out there. It's not that big.
That was crazy. Cash's people.
Yeah, it was. They were great.
They really were.
Her voice, Abir's voice, I don't know. That voice, it just gets into my soul. I don't even know any better way to say it.
You don't have a soul.
I don't. That body to get into my soul. Is that terrible?
She's beautiful.
Wait, hey. When we were taking pictures with her,
yeah.
I'm standing next to her and I turned my body sideways because I'm like, this girl is so hot and she's so perfect and skinny. I need to try to. So I turned my body sideways.
Why?
I thought it would make me look thinner.
I took a solo shot with her and we look like the number 10.
That's for everyone.
When the interns took a picture with the band, with the Cash and Abir, the intern next to Abir moved her body half behind Abir.
Yeah.
See her shoulder.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on. We're doing something really special with Cash and Abir. If you go to iTunes right now and buy their single called...
Finest Hour.
Look up Finest Hour, Cash. Buy it. And with everyone sold before midnight tonight, which is Thursday.
August 2nd.
Yes. With each one sold, we will donate $2 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. How you like that?
I bought it.
Good. $2. Boom. Cha-ching.
I just want to give a warning. We got a text message that said, I just bought Finest Hour, but by Gavin DeGraw. Does that count?
No.
It does not count.
No. It has to be by Cash.
Right.
That's not good.
No. I mean, it's good for Gavin.
It is, and we love Gavin. Don't get me wrong. Yes, Gary.
On behalf of Cash, JP just texted, and he would like to let you know. Pleasure hanging out today. Tell the fam that next time we're in town, please come party with us at any of our show anytime.
We
have a spot behind the DJ booth, hanging out with them.
And you love late nights, Elvis, so they go on around like 1 a.m.
You know the next Cash show, we're going to see Scary behind the DJ.
Scary loves a free concert.
Dumbest thing JP from Cash ever did
was
give his phone number, his personal phone number to Scary.
This is pretty stupid.
This is for everybody, this invite.
Okay. Well, anyway, so thank you to Cash for coming in.
So, Elvis, right now as we record this, 10:15 on Thursday, Cash Finest Hour sits at number 44 on iTunes.
Oh, we can make it bigger than that.
I think it jumped up at least 20 spots.
Well, let's move it up to number one. We can do that. We can manipulate that. Cash, Finest Hour, Download it, buy it today before midnight tonight, Thursday night, and $2. We'll donate $2 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with every one sold. Another shout out we have to send out is to Wayne, who has this genius idea. They had a genius idea in this company called coloringbook.com.
Yeah.
Wayne, thank you so much.
That probably one of the most amazing things that I've seen. Sam is just so good with like coming up with creative things for charity.
Right.
A brain fart.
Right.
But she said she just picked up the phone and actually just called him. And she thought like maybe she would get some pushback. And he was like, she's like, this is my idea. And right away, yeah, no problem. I got this.
Here's what you do. Go to ElvisDuran.com and you can buy the Elvis Duran Morning Show coloring book. And more donations go to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. But you can go to coloringbook.com and you send your pictures in and they make a coloring book just for you. It's amazing. What's scary?
So here's who I feel bad for today is our intern, Katie. Because at 5:30 this morning, she had a little nice little box of cookies for you. And she says, you know what? I wanted to get this for Elvis for his birthday. It comes from my favorite bakery, Butter Cookie. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Little did she know that 3 hours later, Butter Cookie was going to come back in here with the biggest, most giant cake rendition of Elvis's Dog Max ever. So I felt like there was the Big Max cake, and then there was the tiny little box of cookies. But I'm assuming you appreciated them just as much.
It's the thought that counts.
Because it was the same bakery.
Wow.
And no, but it's okay. Like, you know, it's a bigger, it's almost like.
Scary.
Yes.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
Really?
No, clearly, you wouldn't have appreciated the cookies.
No, I felt bad.
Okay, first of all.
You ate one.
I ate seven.
First of all, the first thing that happened this morning, she handed me that box, and I ate several of the rainbow cookies, and I said thank you to her.
I know you did. You appreciated it. Well, I'm just saying that it's crazy the way that all of a sudden the bakery comes back with a big cake, and it's like, oh, okay, I just got a bigger name on line two kind of thing. You know, it was just, I don't know, I just felt bad. But yeah, maybe I shouldn't feel bad for her because it was a great thing and you appreciated them both just as much. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to say bigger is better. Or am I? What are you all so silent for? Because it's uncomfortable.
You just go on and on and on.
Hey, I'm Nate, shut up now.
Can you call engineering to fix that hole Scary just dug?
By the way, intern Kate, thank you so much.
Yes, that was very
nice. It was fabulous. And I did enjoy it. And that was as big or bigger than any beautiful cake from the same beautiful bakery.
Right.
Thank you. So what else can we talk about?
Since we're talking about bakeries, I'll talk about what happened at Dunkin' Donuts the other day.
What happened?
So wait, so I wanted a s'mores donut. So I ordered it. And the lady says to me, are you sure you don't want this beautiful brownie? And I went, no. This was in the monitor, you know, when you're ordering in the drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
So then I pull up to the front, and she still says to me, you don't want this beautiful brownie? And I said, no, I want a s'mores donut. And she said, but this brownie is really, really delicious. And I'm like, and in my head I'm going, are they getting extra bonus if they sell the brownies?
Yeah, what's up with the brownie?
Is the brownie thing a new thing at Dunkin' Donuts? It might be. I've never seen a brownie there before. So she goes and gets me my whole order and then comes back and says, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have the s'mores donut, but you can have this brownie. And she hands me the brownie.
Oh,
and
my
basically,
God.
I had to take the brownie. The brownie was delicious, but I really wanted the s'mores donut. So in my head, I'm like, now, did she not have the s'mores donut? Then she said she didn't. Or was she lying because she really just wanted me to take that brownie?
Did this keep you up at night?
It did because you know what I mean?
Like, no, I hear you.
I was like, no, I don't. But that's how I used to sell apple pies.
Yeah.
Back in McDonald's days.
Well, I didn't realize this. I think you were the one that told me this. When they have a special at a restaurant, it's not special. They're trying to get rid of all the stuff that they still have in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sometimes, I never realized absolutely. That. Well, you know, you can, like, one of my favorite restaurants here in town, on Sunday nights, they always have prime rib night. Then on Monday, they always have lentil and beef stew.
Yeah.
And I get it. That's how you manage a kitchen, because you have to, you know, the s'mores donut. Now you want, I want a s'mores
it's
donut.
It's really good.
I bet you they had a ton of brownies, like, get rid of the brownies
today.
I don't know. Hey, Garrett, what's on your mind today?
So the coloring book that we have, I have one issue with it. I'm next to Greg T with no bottom half, and people are supposed to complete Greg T's bottom half. And we all know no one's going to, you know, make 2 feet. They're all going to draw, you know, a penis on Greg T.
Yes.
So I'm going to be stuck next to Greg T.
And
his penis for the rest
when
of
it closes, wait, the penis
when,
will go on
right,
top of you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, my favorite page in the coloring book is Daniel vomiting in a trash can.
That's because I hate mayo.
I think that was after the poop incident on the floor.
Oh, I think so.
It was.
I'm going to color in the picture of Daniel vomiting in a trash can. What a great coloring book.
I'm so famous. I made it into a coloring book, throwing up in a toilet.
That poop incident is depicted under Greg T's butt books.
Yep. This is not right.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Let's end it early.
We can end it early.
It's your birthday.
We can do whatever we want.
Can we?
It's not my birthday,
though. Do we have any sponsors? No.
Well, they pay for the podcast. The podcast could be 4 seconds.
The sponsors at the beginning. We love Brooklinen.
But it is named the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. By the way, Brooklinen, that's right. Brooklinen.com. I put their sheets on. I wash them, put them back, and they're softer now. Put them back on the bed. Unbelievable.
Does it feel like you're in a hotel?
No, because, it still smells like my bedroom. But the sheets are so breathable. They're so good. I hate that I'm getting too hot feeling when I'm sleeping. Yeah. Their sheets are great. All right. Thank you, Brooklinen, for paying for this mess.
Yeah. You can end it.
I'm going to end it. Anyway, have a beautiful day. We'll see you next time on the 15-Minute Morning Show.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.